It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Edmund.
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
All right, let's go! Learn me! Come on!
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're going to stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks. And ducks fly together.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. What am I now? Mr. Bash, the Bash Man. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hey, everyone.
That's Kevin.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome to the Quack Attack Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast.
Mike's a little nervous. We got a full crew today.
The definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. I was not used to Tommy looking at me with his weird faces. Tommy, you are back. We mentioned last episode.
Quack Attack is back, Jack.
Exactly. We mentioned last episode that you were scouting hockey talent in Mexico. Did you find any prospects?
I did not, but I did find some interesting locations for a hockey game.
Oh.
I was at the Mayan Ruins, and we were at like the ball pit that they have. Not pit, but like the ball court.
The court, yeah.
If you've seen Road to El Dorado, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen Road to El Dorado, go watch it. We'll wait.
Pause it now, and then you come back. I don't know if we're going to wait the whole 90 minutes or whatever it is.
But anywho, I think the NHL is missing out by not having a game there every year. They would have to figure out a way to make the ice cold, because as our tour guide said, there's two, temperatures in Mexico, hot and extremely hot.
Good one. Yeah. Good one from the tour guide.
It was hot. It was decently humid.
I mean, the NHL did have an outdoor game in Los Angeles. I think it was a couple years ago now. So they figured out a way to do it in warm weather cities. So,
but like not that warm.
Yeah,
like
maybe not.
Still like
they probably
seventies maybe.
Well, technology's got to be there to do. I mean, it'll be expensive.
Yeah, especially on the Mayan ruins.
We might need to get China involved. Because remember whenever they had the games there and they were like, what if it's too hot? Let's just build these things that float and cover up the sun. Or like, what if there's rain? Let's just build these things that suck the clouds out of the air. Like, they did crazy shit like that.
Well, the Winter Olympics in 2018, are they in
Korea?
They're in Korea.
Yeah.
There's another Olympics that are going to be in China soon.
Oh,
maybe 2022.
Isn't that? Oh no, I was thinking the World Cup. I was like,
the World Cup is going to be in Qatar or Qatar, whatever you say it.
I don't know. We'd have to look it up.
I think there's probably like a career to be had in like super efficient like weather changing stadiums.
Hmm. I like it. Yeah, get on that, one of our listeners, and then tell us how it goes. Tell us how your career goes.
I remember when like football stadiums first came out with a turf that would be outside and then, or grass, it would be
the
outside.
Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
The first one to do it.
Yeah. It'd be outside, then they'd like move it inside the stadium during the game. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. It takes them like 8 hours to do it, because if they started moving the field too fast, it would gain too much momentum and it would be like impossible to stop. So they have to do it super, super slowly.
Wow. That's a fun fact. That is a good fun fact.
In the Astrodome, the first dome, of course, originally the ceiling was clear. But when players would hit like fly balls, there would be really bad reflection.
Like magnified.
Yeah. And so they're like, okay, we'll just paint it. And then all the grass died. And so that's when they came up with AstroTurf.
Oh, that's another fun fact. We're full
so
of
I
fun
never
fact.
Knew that's why it's called AstroTurf.
Exactly.
Wow.
We're full of fun facts. Today, another fun fact. We have the beginning of our trivia contest. The first matchup in our bracket. It's at Jenny Whistler, whose real name is Ben, versus at ERCemia. They're on the clock. They'll be coming up a little later.
Is Jenny Whistler some kind of character in something?
I mean, I'm gonna ask him about it, but he said like, "Hey, this is my backup account. My real name's Ben."
Backup account.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ben Roethlisberger, is that who's on there?
I don't know. We're about to find out in like 20 minutes or so. So they're coming up. Something to look forward to here. But we have a topic at hand before that. What is that topic, Tommy?
So this topic is, and I'm really excited because I think it's going to spin off into other topics. And
into at least one other topics.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about what other spinoffs there could be in the Mighty Ducks universe that could be turned into films.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know what a spinoff is, it's like, like Better Call Saul is a spinoff of Breaking Bad, where it follows Saul Goodman.
Wasn't Laverne and Shirley a spinoff of Cheers? There were Cheers had like five spinoffs.
I don't know. Before my time.
I think there was.
Yeah, I think there were like four different spinoffs from Cheers. Look that up. Put that in the show notes.
All right, I will. Yeah. I'll put it in the show notes later.
There's a great Simpsons episode where they make fun of spinoffs, and they have like a Simpsons spinoff spectacular, which is kind of the motivation behind this episode, except these are going to be like serious spinoffs.
Mm-hmm. I think my first question is, you have Bombay and he's going to Los Angeles for the Junior Goodwill Games director of player personnel thing. Mm-hmm. Would that count as a spinoff, or is that just sort of a continuation of what the story would be if we had Bombay in Los Angeles as the director of player personnel?
Are we speaking like our theories here, or are we kind of trying to stay strictly in like the...
Well, I think both, because, for example, maybe we follow Goldberg around his deli after D3. But yes, that would be considered a spinoff, just like Joey was a spinoff of Friends, where Joey goes to LA, I guess, to act.
Okay.
That was such a bad show.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty bad. I don't think I ever watched it. Any Joey fans out there? Just let us know if it was any good.
Yeah, I think I saw a couple episodes.
Yeah.
I was
a big Friends fan, so I watched it, but it wasn't any good.
Not a fan?
No.
Wow. I like the first, like, six seasons of Friends. It kind of got pretty shitty at the end, in my opinion.
I remember the theme song was by those guys that are like Sublime without the lead singer. The North Shore Dub All Stars or something like that.
I thought they were called like the Rim Rats.
I don't know. A lot of stuff to put in the show notes here. A lot of stuff. We're only 6 minutes in.
And I don't think it was Sublime minus their lead singer.
I'm pretty sure that's who it is, yeah. Because, you know, he's dead.
Yeah, he was like drug overdose, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like the exact same band, just minus the lead singer.
Hmm. I really don't think that's true.
It's like the Long Beach Dub All Stars or North Shore Dub All Stars.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
But we can continue. I mean, Tommy, this was kind of your topic. Do you have any right off the gate here that you were kind of throwing around in your head?
So first one was actually Bombay as director of player personnel. What was it? Player development?
Player personnel.
And now if we'll allow, can the spinoffs be within the universe? Like, what was Bombay's life like in the minors between D1 and D2?
Oh,
it's like, in the Jay and Silent Bob universe. Like, I think, let's see, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I think takes place maybe, there's like some kind of like, maybe it takes place between Mallrats and Dogma, or maybe it's after Dogma. I don't know. But anywho, there's precedent for it.
Okay, just a quick question here. So do they have to be movie spinoffs, or can they be TV show spinoffs?
I think they could be TV shows, because some would fit better as like, a straight to Netflix, TVMA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most of them would, I think.
Yeah.
real quick, the Rembrandts.
I said Rimrats, same thing.
Yeah. Of I'll Be There For You, the Friends theme song.
No. I'm sorry, not the Friends theme song, the Joey theme song.
Oh, the Joey
theme song. Yeah.
We'll have a YouTube clip to that in the show now.
It's called The Sunny Hours. That's the name of the song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll get on that later. So we're talking Bombay in the minors.
Bombay in the minors, I think, would be an excellent series, or because you know it has to have an end. And so that could be like a mini series, like a 6-hour mini series or something.
And you could even like expound on like some rivalries that maybe like weren't really explained back in the day. Like maybe Bombay runs into like an old Hawks buddy in the minors, you know, stuff like that. Like I think there would be a lot of ways to like pull in different.
I think it could also show like how he and Charlie's mom grow apart.
Oh yeah, that's good. And I feel like there's some comedy built in. He's 29 years old. He's in the minors with these like 18 years old. There's some gap there. There's a little generational gap.
It'll be like The
gap.
Rookie.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So great like, film.
Great.
Yeah.
Love me some Dennis Quaid solid B- movies.
Is Dennis Quaid still alive?
Yeah.
I feel like
he's probably made like 4 sports movies in the last year. Like, just because that's what he does.
That's true.
He's like, he and Kevin Costner are like the king of corny sports movies.
Yeah. Kevin Costner's aren't as corny, though.
The Field of Dreams is like the corniest movie of all time.
It was pretty serious.
That movie is incredibly corny.
Well, like, for Love of the Game, do you find that corny?
I don't remember much about that movie. I'm pretty sure I've seen it. I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Bull Durham wasn't corny.
Bull Durham's just great.
Yeah, it's great.
But Dennis Quaid was like the rookie. Everybody's All-American, which is really, really
good.
Oh,
yeah, I never saw that.
Young, semi-skinny John Goodman, which is really interesting. I think Diane Lane might have been in that.
Hmm. Is she also skinny?
I mean, she was shot. Like she was like the trophy wife in it. So, and he was like the Heisman winner.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Star player, cheerleader situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love Dennis Quaid.
Joey theme song by the Long Beach Dub All Stars.
Boom.
They I don't really have their history here. Oh, here we go. I don't know if it's The Long Beach were founded after Noel died in 1996 of a heroin overdose of the lead singer Sublime. So there you go. Wow. Kevin, that's coming
some,
through with his
deep trivia right
with,
there.
With his Joey trivia.
It's great we were both right about that.
Yes.
Do you think Dennis Quaid could be in the minor league spinoff?
I think he as has like, to be.
As a coach?
Maybe, yeah, maybe, I agree.
Although, like although if it's at that coach. Time, he's too young to be a veteran coach. Like, if it's filmed then?
Let's see, if it's filmed then, he would be maybe a recently retired guy. Or maybe
Or he's like the he's
trainer.
He's Russell Crowe in Mystery Alaska. Tell me you've seen
I've actually never seen Mystery Alaska.
We have to watch Mystery Alaska.
Okay, Mystery Alaska.
He's like
good.
He's like the old guy on the team. He's like the plotter. Like, you know, all the other guys have like blazing speed and he's like the one slow one, but he's a great passer. So he's
wouldn't
like
he be
a good
too,
teammate.
Too
he's
old?
Like the captain of the team.
I mean, he could be like the career minor league guy, the guy who just never got a shot in the
he'd
pros.
Be in his 30s, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he that's just sort of hanging on.
Oh, okay.
He's just sort of hanging on. He's the guy, he's got like the all-time assist record
oh, so
for the mini
he's the Crash waves. Davis of...
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Little
exactly.
Bull Durham
and
reference
he,
again.
This is like my favorite thing about this conversation. It's like we've already drawn like 4 different parallels.
And he just, yeah, I like this. And then Quaid sort of helps Bombay kind of, he teaches them all the minor league tricks because everyone's clutching and grabbing Bombay. And Quaid sort of teaches them how to like poke the eye or something like that.
Do you think there's a rivalry between Bombay and Quaid to begin with?
Oh, yeah.
I think this could be similar to where like in The Rookie. When, you know, at first they don't like him very much. They're like, oh, this is just a publicity stunt, whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe like Bombay, or I guess it'd be kind of reversed almost in this scenario where Quaid is the one that's like, ah, this kid's just up here because he led the kids, you know.
Yeah. Why would they bring like a
29-year-old
in?
Reversed, I guess, where it, like he's reluctant to take him under his wing, but then eventually they become friends and then.
They're the only ones old enough to shave.
And then Dennis Quaid dies in like a convenience
like,
store robbery
wait,
on the road.
Is this a TV or is this TV show or a movie?
This is a miniseries.
This is a miniseries. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
like a
gonna come like
on like I don't know
Showtime,
Spike TV.
Is that Spike TV? Yeah, I think so. They just, all they ever show is like
they used to have hockey forever.
They had Slam Ball.
Oh man, me and my coworkers talk about Slam Ball all the time. Like it's coming back. They're bringing it back.
Apparently, it's big in China.
I seriously wanted to be a professional slam ball player so bad.
There's still hope.
Have you know?
Of course, ball? I know what slam ball is.
That looked like the funnest sport that was ever conceived.
I agree.
I have always wanted to dunk.
Yeah, there you go. That's the like easy route to dunking. Just jump off a trampoline.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. What were we talking about? Oh, Quaid winning or Bombay winning Quaid. Oh,
Kevin,
Quaid dying.
Yeah.
So, that'd have to come.
I mean, there has to be some sort of like tear jerking moment.
Yeah.
Like
I think that comes.
Something to draw all of this together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's
like,
just Bombay playing in the minors.
Does that come like episode 4
maybe
of the
like
six
right,
episode miniseries or is that like the end of it?
Maybe like right before the playoffs. So they like try to win one for the Gipper. Like that.
That's kind of cliche, but.
Do you think the guy who takes out Bombay also took out Quaid?
Oh.
Like, it's like an Apollo Creed, you know, Ivan Drago situation where Quaid dies on the ice.
I wasn't suggesting that he dies on the ice, but that could happen.
Yeah, like, and Bombay sort of reconsiders like what his life really is. Like, what's he doing here in the minors when this guy, like, this is life and death, and he's in Minnehaha trying to make it to the pros? Like, it's a very, it's like the rollerblading scene in from.
So he almost quits.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he goes and skates on a pond.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta have the pond.
And then Dennis Quaid's dad shows up and tells him he has to win it for his son.
And it turns out Dennis Quaid and Bombay were brothers all along.
Wow.
I like it.
This is good. I feel like we got way too deep. We were just going to provide some previews and then go on to the next one. But
I think we need to get some of the producers we've had on the show back on and pitch these and stories.
Pitch all these crazy stories. I like that. All right. So the next one, any characters you guys see in terms of spinoffs here?
I mean, I think the Bash Brothers have to have like a spinoff, like buddy comedy, like them just being roommates and like figuring out young adulthood together. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's perfect for it. Cause they'll both like eat candy bars before bed and shit like that. Like, and, you know what I mean? Like, they'll just do like stupid things like that.
That's rad.
So this happens.
Listen to fucking Pantera before bed and shit.
Yeah. So this happens in terms of time after D3 ends.
Yes.
Okay.
They like, I don't know if they go to college, maybe they just both go and start working, whatever. I don't know.
Do you think maybe it picks up
to Minneapolis?
Ooh, like, maybe it picks up after the end of their freshman year, and so they have to get like summer jobs, but they live together.
Oh,
yeah, maybe they both drop out of college and then live together.
No, I mean like living together.
Well, I mean they still have 3 years of high school. Are you saying this is after Eden Hall?
Yes,
completely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they've graduated, or they? Okay.
Yeah, or maybe they start a business together. You know,
I like that.
It's like while Fulton is going to night school and like playing beer league hockey or
like
something.
They open a bar like called the Smash Brothers.
They're only 18. Can you own a bar if you're not 21? I guess
maybe. I mean, they could forge signatures or they have like a
partner.
Like, yeah, they have like an old partner. Or
what if they move to Mexico?
Oh,
I'd absolutely watch that.
Yeah,
too.
That's good. Yeah,
it'd be like whenever Riggins and wait, have you? You've never seen?
I've seen the movie Friday Night Lights. Is that what you're talking about?
God damn it.
No.
You haven't seen it either?
I've seen like the first two seasons.
There's this part where Riggins and
spoiler alert, if anyone,
Jason go to Mexico, and it's like just watch that, and that's what the show would be.
Yeah, I like this. I like this. The Bash Brothers in Mexico,
and they're at the Mayan ruins, and they try to get the whole hockey ring going.
Oh, yeah, that's part. So this is. Are we saying this is like a TV show then?
I think it has to be a TV show.
Yeah, most of these are going to have to be TV shows because everyone's going to want to keep watching.
Yeah, I feel like
they're so good. But we have so many stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is like a half hour sitcom-y type deal.
Yeah, I think it's sitcom-y. Do you think there's a laugh track?
No.
You don't think it's
no laugh tracks?
No laugh tracks?
No laugh tracks.
I can imagine like Goldberg in the Deli. Now, there is a show on TV called The Goldbergs, correct?
Correct.
Does it have anything to do with Goldberg the goalie?
So, I don't know where I heard this or where it's from, but I believe there's some sort of connection from Goldberg, like the guy who made it is Adam Goldberg. And I think he was a big fan of Goldberg the goalie. But other than that, there's no connection. I don't even know what it's called. The TV show, I guess. I was going to say sitcom or something. It's set in the 80s and it's just about a family. It's not about.
It's not Greg Goldberg. A deli or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen it, but it just seems like a.
And we can guess what it's about, though.
Yeah. It just seems like it's like a family, just about this family, not necessarily like this family that runs a deli or anything. So, yeah. So, Goldberg. He's in the deli. He's working the deli. This is just about the rise to the deli? Is that what you're saying?
I think maybe there is a movie to begin with that's his summer working at the deli. And he finds love, like summer love or something like that. And it's kind of like a coming-of-age tale of Greg Goldberg.
Oh.
And then maybe that turns into sequels or TV shows after the fact.
So you're saying a movie first and then a TV show?
Yeah.
What kind of... Wait. Okay, hang on. The movie is... Like a romance?
The movie is like a summer romance. Or it's like, remember the movie Fever Pitch with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No, yeah. Because why would I ever watch that?
We're talking about baseball movies in the 90s. But anywho, that was like, that was kind of, well, I guess he was a minor leaguer in that.
He played in the Cape Cod League, I believe, which is like a, it's like a high level summer league for like college players. Like wooden bat league. Kind of guys. Yeah.
So anywho, it's probably about Goldberg going back to work at the deli for a summer when all his friends are like off doing stuff. And so he's like alone. But then he like finds a girl and he like really kind of comes out of a shell. And
I'm picturing like the ghost scenario, but like Goldberg making a sandwich.
And I think it's like a romantic comedy for like teenagers or something.
So
I don't know how that ever gets greenlit as a romantic. I don't know how Goldberg in a romantic
Goldberg's
comedy ever
lead
gets
lead in the
greenlit.
Okay, remember the movie Angus? I think it was about a fat kid who.
Yeah, that was more.
I mean, I kind of like.
I think it's deeper though. It's not just like kid works at a deli finds love.
See, I'm picturing the Goldberg spinoff as like totally like laugh track. You know, sitcom, 30-minute sitcom. Like,
well, I'm trying to find some movies.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way, like, most people would go. So if you go the other direction, maybe it catches people's attention.
Who's the girl?
Maybe it's like a Romeo Juliet thing where it's like the owner of, like, a rival sandwich shop or something.
No, I mean, like, literally, who would you cast?
Oh, who would you cast? Okay,
Lindsay Lohan.
She would be way too young.
Would she?
Parent Trap came out in like 96, 97. She was like 10.
Oh, okay.
Kirsten Dunst Olsen machines.
Oh, the Olsen.
Ooh.
That's not a bad idea.
They could be in it, I bet. Maybe Kirsten Dunst? Is she,
I don't know.
She's gotta be like 40 now, right?
I don't know. Okay, so Goldberg, he's working at this deli, and just sort of what is the initial sort of like plot here?
The plot is I guess basically he has to like a Good Burger where Keenan has to work and like to save up money. And so maybe Goldberg did something stupid at Eaton Hall where it's like you're coming home and you're gonna work off this debt, young man, or something like that.
I was thinking a Good Burger could be like the rival across the street, like that they compete against.
I bet you there could be like a, maybe not the rival,
like a,
but
like a nod
they do a nod
it,
yeah. And they do have like Russ stops in. He was like, I was thinking about working at Good Burger. And he looks at the camera, like winks.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
That's good.
But there's this guy there named Ed. Just can't stand him.
Yeah. So Kirsten Dunst is 35 right now. So you go 96, she'd be about 14.
Perfect. Kirsten Dunst is your love interest.
Okay. So Goldberg screws up at Eaton Hall and gets kicked out.
No, he doesn't. Maybe he's put on probation, but he owes like money.
And his parents bring him back and say you can't stay at the school.
Or just like you're during the summer, because he was going to go like hang out during the summer.
Yeah.
Like maybe like he was going to go to Disney World with, I don't know, Terry and Jesse or something. I don't know. But he ends up coming home, having to work at the deli all summer. And so like the Ducks aren't there all the time. They're going on trips or maybe they're like training at some kind of. Maybe an academy or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, they're not there, but they'll stop in every once in a while.
Yeah, I like the cameos here.
Yeah, definite cameos. And so Goldberg is doing that, and he kind of learns a thing or two about himself and business and the whole rivalry. And it's a comedy, you know, romantic comedy.
You could call it something like when Goldie meets Sally, and then instead of meets with two E's, it's meets M-E-A-T-S.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I like it.
That's good. Yeah. So Goldberg really just sort of finds himself and finds his inner confidence without the Ducks. I like this. And then meets the girl and whatever. They fall in love and then he's got to go back. So it's like an emotional scene at the end. I like this. This is.
But at the very last scene is like he goes back. They've said their cheerful goodbyes. The very last scene, he goes back to Eaton Hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's in the middle of like a class. He's, you know, cutting up with, you know, I don't know, Charlie, whatever. And then the teacher's like, class, we have a new student. And then in she walks, and Goldberg like smiles, and then just boom, credits.
Oh.
And so she good. Like saved up money to go there or something.
Oh, all right. I like this. We got some ideas. I feel like we could keep going, but we're hitting our time limit already. So we got to move on to the trivia.
Yeah, well, let us know if you like these spinoffs. And we'll Well, we can come up with as many as we want.
Yeah.
But we definitely have more, and we can expand on them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we could
I feel like this warrants more exploration.
Yeah, we can come back on these periodically.
And I think Kevin should mock up some movie posters, especially when Goldie meets Sally.
I don't think Kevin has time to do that, but I'll see what I can do.
All right. So let's.
All he does is talk about slam ball at work. I think he's got time.
Let's go to trivia right now. We have our two first ever. That sounded weird in my head, so I wasn't sure what was happening.
You should have said our first two ever.
First two ever contestants in the trivia challenge are here. We have Ben, aka at Jenny Whistler. Hey Ben, how are you?
Hey, thanks. Great to talk to you.
So your Twitter account is at Jenny Whistler, and the profile picture is Hillary Clinton's face photoshopped on Khaleesi from the Game of Thrones.
Solid.
What is behind this? Because I definitely thought you were a girl until I DM'd you there.
Yeah, I guess to make a long story short, I used to work in QA for a tech company. And as part of that, I made about 600 dummy Twitter accounts for testing purposes. And then somehow in the course of that, one of them just became my account for, you know, following things like politics and podcasts that I don't necessarily have on my real personal account, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. So we didn't make it to your real personal account is what you're saying?
Well, my real personal account does follow Quack Attack.
Oh, okay. Sure. That's good. I like that. The double followers. I like that. That's good.
Got to support the pod.
Yeah.
Let's get those other 600 to follow Quack Attack as well.
Yeah.
Ben, where are you playing from today?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
Very cool.
City guy. And his contestant on the other side is at ER Semia, Ed Semia. Ed, am I saying your last name right?
Semia.
Semia.
Pretty close.
Semia.
Yeah, Ed, you got it there.
Where are you at, Ed?
I am coming from Bethel, Connecticut.
Bethel, Connecticut.
Is that where you're from, Tommy?
I grew up in Danbury, Connecticut.
All right, one town over, yeah.
Yeah, close enough. Stone's throw.
Yeah.
So, Ed,
exactly.
Your Twitter account says you're the Yale curling coach. How
this is true.
How are the troops looking this year?
Pretty good. They made the Final Four in Nationals last year, losing to Minnesota in the semifinals. We know Minnesota good at ice sports.
Yeah, I would agree.
Is this men's or women's curling?
It's actually they do open for U.S. college curling because it's just sort of a developmental thing. There's only about 40 schools that even have programs. So you bring any four on the ice you want, any combination, men and women.
So, okay, just how many of your coaching techniques did you take from Bombay's style?
All of them.
All right, I like that.
You know, that's probably not true, but we'll, all of them.
Have you put footballs on the ice before to help them out?
No. That's a good idea. I didn't think about that. I have taught them how to take falls, but they don't that for some reason. I don't understand.
That must really piss the other coaches off.
And now, Ed, are you making your team listen to this as, I guess, off-season training?
I think I have to now. Yeah, I don't see any way around it. So,
okay. All right. Go Bulldogs.
Ah, yes. Very good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
All right. So this is how it's going to work here. I'm a big fan of best of seven series. So we're going to do the best of seven questions here. Whoever has the most after seven questions wins. If you guys are tied, I have a tiebreaker question.
Wait, how could they possibly be tied?
If there's a question that no one gets.
If they both miss one,
so they're not going to like buzz in, I guess.
Well, if they both miss it, if they both miss a question,
okay, the example's like, what's the capital of Connecticut? Ed would buzz in first, right? Okay, and now let's say Ed knows nothing about Connecticut, actually.
How's the buzzing in going to work?
Bethel.
I'm going to explain that.
Okay,
and then he gets it wrong.
I jumped the gun here, guys.
And then Ben buzzes in, and he says Danbury. They both got it wrong. So then we would just go to the next question. So there's only going to be seven questions total.
Correct. And then I have a tiebreaker that is numerical. So whoever's the closest to that number is going to win. It's Mighty Ducks question, but it's a numerical question. Yes. Yeah, so whoever, I'm going to read the question. You can buzz in at any time. You buzz in by saying your name. That's Ben or Ed, or if you want to pick a different name, go ahead.
Like Jenny.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be Jenny if you'd like. Yeah, so you buzz in. You try to answer the question. You can buzz in at any time. Tommy and Kevin are going to be the judges for who buzzes in first.
Okay, if it's I feel like this is going to get really messy.
If it's a close matchup. And by the way, like if this doesn't work, then I'm going to change the format for the next matchup. So,
are we going to have any penalty for buzzing in and not getting it right? Or are we going to give them like a certain amount of time to answer it?
Yeah, I mean, if you buzz in, you got to have like,
Should we say 10 seconds?
10 seconds?
I think 10 seconds is a long
time. Yeah, I would say 5. 10
seconds is enough for a Google search.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, honor system, guys.
I would say 5 seconds. Sure.
5 seconds. Okay. 5 seconds. You have to start your answer.
Yeah. Yeah. You better know it like right off the bat. Like if you pause for a while, then we might pull the hook early. It's just kind of, we'll see how it goes. And then we'll,
I got a timer too.
We'll come up with the rules later. All right. Are Ben and Ed, are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Do you understand the rules? Any questions?
Sure.
Any questions before we get going?
None that seem answerable right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. First question. And by the way, these questions, I went through the movies, the documentaries, and I came up with 158 different questions. These are 7 random questions from that 158.
Jesus Christ, Mike.
All right. Question 1. Get ready to judge here.
Okay. I've been judging you for a while.
Question 1. What is the full name of the law firm Gordon Bombay works at? All right. 0-1. All right. Should I give the correct answer?
Well, how about we give someone 10 seconds to buzz in?
Oh, okay. So we hold it.
Well, I guess that's time enough to Google, though.
Yeah.
So there was no penalty for a wrong answer.
No, there's no penalty.
I think you have to give the answer because if you can't recycle that.
Oh,
later.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Duxworth, Savor, and Gross is the correct
that's
answer.
That's right.
That's an incredibly tough one to start, yeah. By the way.
That's a, yeah, these are,
I mean,
good.
These are hard. These are going to be hard. Like some are going to be impossible.
You know, I watched the first movie again today and I heard that and I was like, oh, that's a good trivia question. It's 4 hours later. I already forgot it.
All right. Question number 2. According to the announcer in D2, what sports was the U.S. expected to score well in at the Junior Goodwill Games? There are 3 of them.
Ed, is it swimming, basketball, and figure skating?
Oh, you got... Wow. You got 2 of the 3.
Oh.
Ben, you have a chance here.
All right, I'm going to say basketball, figure skating, and I don't know.
You guys missed the easiest one, basketball, swimming, and hockey.
No!
This is not the Michelle Kwan podcast, all right, guys?
I'm not handicapping these two in the tournament. So yeah. Far, no, it's not looking good.
Yeah, look, do we have a 16 seed versus a 16 seed here, Mike?
So I split it up by quack questions that made it on the air, and Simia had 1, and Jenny Whistler had 0. So this is kind of like the middle.
This is the 8-9 game?
Yeah, pretty much.
This is not Yale, Minnesota men's.
Yeah, this might be like a 7-10.
Honestly, I thought this was the Sister Act podcast. I might be wrong, but
this was probably like a 7-10. All right, question number 3.
Mike's gonna have to come up with 158 other questions.
I know. Question 3. Finished this quote first uttered by Gordon Bombay. Quote, soft hands. I'll keep it going. Oh, somebody's Googling. Soft hands. Quote, concentration.
Ah.
Someone was Googling or like eating some aluminum foil.
We're wilting under the pressure is what's happening here.
I'll continue going
to
with
the
quote.
To be fair, that wasn't a great delivery by Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. I can continue going with the quote. I'll add another word. Soft hands. Concentration.
Ben? Teamwork?
Oh, incorrect. Ed? Do you have anything?
Ed.
3 seconds.
Nope.
I don't know.
Not strength.
Yeah.
Concentration, not strength.
I know.
Not strength. See, I was, okay.
Concentration, teamwork.
Oh.
I think Ed and I could use a little of that right now.
I mean, we're just taking advice from Coach O'Ryan. We're playing defense. We're hunting goose eggs. I hope that wasn't the next question.
No. Should have been, though. All right. This one's going to be hard. This one's hard, but you might be able to guess it. Who is the first credit listed after Emilio Estevez in D2?
Ben. I'm gonna guess Irby.
Incorrect. Catherine Irby, who is Miss McKay. That is incorrect.
Ed, I'll say Stephen Brill.
Incorrect. It is Michael Tucker, who's Don Tibbles.
Who's that?
Either one.
Is it in order? Well, it's Hendrix, man. He's got to have that high up, title.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right. So we're 0-4 right now.
I'm going to guess we're going to have a different format next week.
0-4. I feel like these next three are all gettable. What is Gordon Bombay's skate size without thick socks? Without.
Ed. 9.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Ed's on the board. 1-0 with 2 to go. This is exciting. We finally have some drama.
Yeah, 9.5 with thick socks. So.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Question number 6. What is the final score of the Eden Hall JV versus the Blake Bears game?
Ed.
Ben.
That was Ed.
9-9.
Correct. So Ed's up 2-0. He's got the W, but we can play this last one just for fun if you guys would like. I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, we'll play it for fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can't get shut out.
All right. So, this final question. What is the mantra Bombay told the team while he was asking them to cheat?
Ed.
Ben.
Ed.
Take the ball, act hurt, get indignant.
There you go.
Yeah, that was
well
good.
Done.
Wow. The broomsticks.
Yeah. I mean, Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
He's used to them with curling, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ed, just making Yale proud. Moving on to the quarterfinals here. Don't really know the schedule of when that's going to be, but we'll figure it out eventually.
Whatever.
Now, Ben, you did know those last three, correct? You just were a little bit slower?
Yeah. At least the last two, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, all I can say is good work, Captain Duck.
Well done. Jenny Whistler.
Jenny Whistler. Shout out to Jenny and all her 600 fake friends. And good luck in New York, Ben. Ed, congratulations. You're making Yale proud.
Thank you.
Probably.
I hope I did.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably one of their biggest accomplishments of the year.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't done much.
I'd say the last couple of decades.
It's got to be up there. I mean, I think they actually won a national hockey title a few years ago. But that's not like winning at the Junior Goodwill Games or anything. So
yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, it's not like making the quarterfinals in the Quack Attack podcast trivia contest. So
that's true. That is my greatest accomplishment of all time. And I'm honored.
I expect to see a good write-up about this in the Yale student newspaper.
I'll see if any of them will do that for you. No.
All right. Any last words, fellas?
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, this was a blast. Looking forward to doing it again.
Awesome. All right. So for us, thequacktech.com, go there, contact us at quacktechpod on Twitter.
The dog's in
Facebook.com/quacktechpod. go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, tell us how many questions you could have answered of those 7. Go to the shop, buy some stuff. I should have mentioned. Are we playing for the number one Quacklight mug, Kevin? Is that?
I think that's a good
number one Quacklight mug. Ed, one step closer for it.
Yeah,
it's like a piece of the Crag from Guts. Everyone wants it.
Yeah,
that was a good reference.
Yeah, do you have it?
Exactly.
This is way over my
head. You never watched Guts?
I've definitely watched Guts, but I don't remember any of
it. You had to climb the stupid rock at the end, and you got a piece of it.
Okay, I do vaguely remember that now.
All right, with that, remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.